the three words leaders should use more often. In the complex world of leadership, we often focus on grand strategies, visionary thinking, and transformative actions. Yet sometimes, the most profound leadership moments come from the simplest expressions. Three words, when used authentically and at the right moment, can completely transform a leader's effectiveness, team dynamics, and organizational culture. These three words I don't know may seem counterintuitive to traditional leadership models that emphasize certainty and confidence, but they represent a powerful shift in how modern leaders connect with their teams. The most effective leaders today recognize that vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. They understand that admitting knowledge gaps doesn't diminish their authority but rather enhances it. In a world of increasing complexity and rapid change, the ability to say "I don't know" has become a hallmark of successful leadership, according to the World Economic Forum. This simple phrase, when used genuinely, opens doors to innovation, builds trust, and creates the psychological safety teams need to thrive. This article explores why these three words are so powerful, how they transform leadership effectiveness, and practical ways to incorporate them into your leadership approach. We'll examine why many leaders resist these words, how to overcome that resistance, and the profound impacts that can result when leaders embrace the power of saying "I don't know." Why "I don't know" transforms leadership. Traditional leadership models have often emphasized certainty, confidence, and having all the answers. The stereotype of the all-knowing leader who never displays uncertainty has dominated business literature for decades. However, this approach has significant limitations in today's complex business environment. When leaders pretend to have all the answers, they create several problematic dynamics. They shut down diverse perspectives and innovative thinking. They create pressure for themselves to maintain an impossible facade. They model behavior that discourages honesty and vulnerability. They miss opportunities to learn and grow. They inadvertently create cultures of fear and impression management. In contrast, leaders who can comfortably say "I don't know" initiate a different chain of events. They signal to their teams that it's safe to be honest about knowledge gaps. They demonstrate that learning is valued over pretending. They open space for collective problem solving rather than top-down pronouncements. Research increasingly supports this approach. A study published in the Journal of Business Ethics found that leaders who displayed vulnerability, including admitting knowledge gaps, were rated as more authentic and trustworthy by their teams. Similarly, Google's extensive Project Aristotle research concluded that psychological safety, the belief that one won't be punished for making mistakes or speaking up, was the single most important factor in high-performing teams. The three words in different forms. The power of "I don't know" extends beyond just those three words. There are variations that carry similar transformative potential in leadership communications. "I need help." When leaders acknowledge their limitations and actively seek assistance, they accomplish several important things simultaneously. First, they demonstrate that asking for help is not a sign of weakness but a strategic approach to problem solving. Second, they create opportunities for team members to contribute their expertise and feel valued. Third, they model collaborative behavior that strengthens team cohesion. Consider how different these approaches feel. Traditional approach: we have a major challenge with our product launch timeline. Here's what everyone needs to do to fix it. Vulnerable approach: we have a major challenge with our product launch timeline. I need help thinking through our options. What perspectives can each of you bring to this problem? The second approach not only taps into collective intelligence but also creates buy-in and engagement that the first approach lacks. "I was wrong." Perhaps even more powerful than "I don't know" is the ability to say "I was wrong." Leaders who can acknowledge mistakes demonstrate integrity, humility, and a growth mindset. Learning to say these three words authentically is a crucial development step for every effective leader. When leaders admit errors, they build credibility through honesty, create cultures where learning from mistakes is valued, reduce fear of failure that inhibits innovation, model accountability that inspires similar behavior throughout the organization. The leader who can say "I was wrong about that" approach creates space for pivoting to better solutions without the baggage of blame or defensiveness. "I'm still learning." This variation acknowledges both current limitations and commitment to growth. Leaders who frame their knowledge gaps as opportunities for development rather than deficiencies create a culture of continuous learning. This approach is particularly powerful in rapidly changing industries where technical expertise becomes outdated quickly. The leader who can say "I'm still learning about blockchain technology and would value your insights" signals that ongoing education is valued and expected at all levels of the organization. The psychological benefits of leadership vulnerability. When leaders use phrases like "I don't know," they create profound psychological benefits for themselves and their teams. Understanding these benefits can help leaders overcome their resistance to showing vulnerability. Creating psychological safety. Amy Edmondson, Harvard Business School professor and author of The Fearless Organization, defines psychological safety as a belief that one will not be punished or humiliated for speaking up with ideas, questions, concerns, or mistakes. When leaders model vulnerability by admitting knowledge gaps, they establish psychological safety as a team norm. This safety is the foundation for honest communication, creative thinking, and healthy risk-taking. Teams with high psychological safety outperform those where members feel they must project infallibility or hide concerns. Building authentic connections. Human beings are wired to connect with authenticity and to distrust facades. When leaders pretend to know everything, they create distance between themselves and their teams. Their performed confidence may impress from afar but rarely inspires close up. In contrast, leaders who can admit uncertainty create authentic connections. Simple phrases that demonstrate vulnerability can transform how leaders connect with their teams, building the trust necessary for high-performance collaboration. Reducing imposter syndrome. Many leaders suffer silently with imposter syndrome, the persistent feeling that they're inadequate despite evidence of their competence. This syndrome is exacerbated by cultures that expect leaders to have all the answers. When leaders can openly say, "I don't know," they release themselves from the exhausting burden of pretending to know everything. This honesty creates a more sustainable leadership practice and reduces the stress that comes from maintaining a facade of omniscience. Why leaders struggle with these words. Despite the clear benefits, many leaders find it extremely difficult to say "I don't know" or its variations. Understanding these barriers is the first step to overcoming them. Cultural conditioning. Most leaders have been socialized in educational and professional environments that reward certainty and penalize uncertainty. From school systems that prioritize correct answers over thoughtful questions to workplace cultures that celebrate confidence over curiosity, our environments often train us to hide knowledge gaps rather than acknowledge them. This conditioning is particularly strong for leaders who rose through competitive corporate environments where displaying vulnerability was seen as career-limiting. Unlearning these deeply ingrained lessons takes conscious effort and practice. Fear of diminished authority. Many leaders worry that admitting they don't know something will undermine their authority. They believe their position depends on being perceived as more knowledgeable than others. This concern often stems from an outdated model of leadership that equates leadership with expertise rather than with the ability to bring out the best in others. In reality, research shows that leaders who appropriately acknowledge limitations often gain rather than lose credibility. Their honesty demonstrates integrity and confidence that enhances rather than diminishes their influence. Perfectionism and high standards. Leaders often hold themselves to impossibly high standards, believing they should have mastered all aspects of their domain. This perfectionism makes it difficult to acknowledge gaps or mistakes, as these feel like personal failures rather than normal aspects of human limitation. Ironically, leaders who can acknowledge their imperfections often find it easier to maintain consistently high standards because they're not exhausting themselves maintaining an illusion of perfection. How to effectively use "I don't know" in leadership. Saying "I don't know" effectively requires more than just uttering the words. The context, tone, and follow-up all matter in determining whether these words strengthen or weaken leadership presence. Here are strategies for using these powerful words effectively. Pair acknowledgement with commitment. The most effective expressions of "I don't know" are typically paired with a commitment to finding answers or taking appropriate action. This approach maintains momentum while acknowledging limitations. "I don't know the answer to that important question, but I'll find out and get back to you by tomorrow. I don't have experience with that technology, but I'm committed to learning enough about it to make an informed decision. I'm not sure which approach is best. Let me gather more information and reconvene our team on Friday." This pairing demonstrates both humility and responsibility, a powerful leadership combination. Use as a bridge to collective intelligence. "I don't know" becomes particularly powerful when it serves as an opening for others to contribute their knowledge and perspectives. Using these three words regularly can actually demonstrate that you're a smarter leader than those who pretend to know everything, as it allows you to leverage the collective intelligence of your team. Effective variations include: "I don't know what's causing this pattern in our data. What theories do each of you have? I'm not sure which vendor would be best for this project. I'd value hearing the perspectives of those who have worked with each option. I don't know if this is the right strategy given recent market changes. Let's explore alternatives together." This approach transforms "I don't know" from a potential weakness into a leadership tool that activates team engagement. Choose the right moments. While vulnerability builds trust, context matters. Leaders need to discern when vulnerability serves the team and when it might create unnecessary uncertainty. Crisis situations, for example, may require a different approach than strategic planning sessions. Even in high-pressure situations, however, targeted vulnerability can be effective. I don't know exactly how long this crisis will last, but here's what we do know, and here's our plan for navigating through this uncertainty together. The key is to be strategic about vulnerability rather than either avoiding it entirely or displaying it indiscriminately. Building a culture that embraces I don't know. Individual leaders saying I don't know is powerful, but the impact multiplies when this approach becomes embedded in organizational culture. Leaders can take specific actions to create environments where honest acknowledgement of limitations becomes a cultural norm. Recognize and reward honesty. Leaders shape culture through what they celebrate and reward. When team members honestly say I don't know or acknowledge mistakes, publicly commend their integrity rather than focusing on the knowledge gap itself. This positive reinforcement helps establish vulnerability as a valued behavior rather than a tolerated weakness. Phrases like I appreciate your honesty that helps us address the real situation or thank you for being straightforward about that uncertainty, now we can work together on finding the answer reinforce the desired cultural norm. Model learning from mistakes. Leaders who not only admit mistakes but also transparently share what they've learned from them create powerful cultural ripples. Regular practices like lesson learned sessions where leaders go first in sharing mistakes and insights demonstrate that errors are valued as learning opportunities. This approach transforms the meaning of mistakes from evidence of inadequacy to catalysts for growth, a fundamental shift in organizational psychology. Create structured uncertainty. Leaders can deliberately create contexts where not knowing is normalized by incorporating practices that highlight uncertainty as a natural part of complex work. Approaches might include beginning projects by explicitly identifying key unknowns that need exploration, including what don't we know yet, as a standard agenda item in strategic discussions. Creating assumption testing protocols for major decisions. Celebrating when questioning assumptions leads to better outcomes. These practices institutionalize I don't know as a valuable starting point rather than an uncomfortable admission. Real-world examples, leaders who embrace I don't know. The transformative power of leadership vulnerability is evident in numerous real-world examples across different industries and contexts. These leaders demonstrate how saying I don't know becomes a strength rather than a weakness. Alan Mulally's transformation of Ford. When Alan Mulally became CEO of Ford Motor Company during its darkest hours in 2006, he implemented a color-coded system for weekly business plan reviews. Executives were to mark troubled projects red, stable ones yellow, and successful initiatives green. At the first meeting, every project was coded green despite Ford losing billions of dollars. When one executive finally came to a meeting with a red-coded project and acknowledged problems he couldn't solve alone, Mulally applauded. This response transformed Ford's culture from one of hiding problems to one where saying I don't know how to fix this became the first step toward actual solutions. Under this culture of honest acknowledgement, Ford became the only major U.S. automaker to avoid bankruptcy during the financial crisis. Satya Nadella's Microsoft Renaissance. When Satya Nadella became Microsoft's CEO in 2014, he explicitly shifted the company culture from know-it-alls to learn-it-alls. He modeled this approach by publicly acknowledging his own learning journey and emphasizing questions over answers. This cultural shift from pretending to have all answers to embracing continuous learning corresponded with Microsoft's extraordinary business resurgence. The company's market capitalization increased more than sevenfold under Nadella's leadership, demonstrating the business value of a leader comfortable with I don't know, but I'm eager to learn. Ed Catmull's Pixar. Ed Catmull, co-founder of Pixar Animation Studios, institutionalized the value of acknowledging unknowns through the company's brain trust meetings. In these sessions, directors would show unfinished work and explicitly highlight areas where they were stuck or uncertain. Catmull created cultural safety for saying I don't know how to make this scene work or I'm not sure if this character's motivation makes sense. This cultural comfort with uncertainty became a key ingredient in Pixar's unprecedented string of creative and commercial successes. The three words of effective leadership often come down to authentic communication that builds trust, whether that's I don't know, I need help, or I was wrong. These phrases, when used sincerely, transform how teams function and how organizations evolve. Practical exercises for developing comfort with I don't know. For many leaders, especially those with years of conditioning in environments that punished vulnerability, saying I don't know requires deliberate practice. Here are practical exercises for developing this crucial leadership capacity. The daily uncertainty practice. Set a goal to acknowledge one uncertainty or knowledge gap each day in a low-stakes situation. This might be as simple as saying, "I'm not familiar with that term in a meeting," or "I don't have enough information yet to have a strong opinion on that in a conversation." By deliberately practicing in lower-pressure contexts, you build the neural pathways that make vulnerability feel more natural in higher-stakes situations. The curiosity pivot. When faced with a question where you feel tempted to bluff or give a vague answer, practice pivoting to curiosity. Instead of pretending to know, try responses like, "That's an interesting question that I haven't considered deeply enough. What's your thinking on it? I haven't formed a well-informed view on that yet. What factors do you think are most important to consider? I'd need to learn more before giving a thoughtful answer. What resources would you recommend on that topic?" This approach transforms potential moments of pretense into opportunities for connection and learning. The vulnerability circle. Create a regular practice with trusted colleagues where each person shares one thing they're uncertain about or struggling with in their current work. This normalized vulnerability in a supportive context builds the emotional muscles needed for authentic leadership. The key is to start with a psychologically safe group and gradually expand your comfort zone to larger or more diverse contexts. The reflection inventory. At regular intervals, perhaps quarterly, conduct a personal inventory of situations where you said, "I don't know," when you could have pretended to know. Pretended to know something you were actually uncertain about. Acknowledged a mistake or limitation. Hit or minimized a mistake or limitation. Reflecting on the outcomes of each situation and how you felt during and after them can help identify patterns and opportunities for growth in authentic communication. The future of leadership, embracing uncertainty. As we move deeper into an era defined by complexity, rapid change, and information overload, the capacity to acknowledge uncertainty becomes increasingly valuable. The leaders of tomorrow will not be those who pretend certainty in an uncertain world, but those who can navigate ambiguity while maintaining trust. Several emerging trends suggest that comfort with "I don't know" will become even more critical for future leaders. The acceleration of change. As technological change accelerates, the half-life of knowledge and skills continues to shorten. Leaders cannot possibly maintain expertise across all relevant domains. Those who pretend comprehensive knowledge will appear increasingly out of touch, while those comfortable acknowledging limitations while continuously learning will thrive. The rise of collaborative intelligence. Future work will increasingly involve collaboration between humans and artificial intelligence. Effective leaders in this context will need to clearly distinguish what they know from what they don't know, while leveraging both human and artificial intelligence to address knowledge gaps. The demand for authentic leadership. Younger generations entering the workforce consistently report valuing authenticity in leadership more highly than previous generations did. As these workers become the majority of the workforce, the demand for leaders who can genuinely say "I don't know" when appropriate will intensify. Conclusion. The three words "I don't know" represent more than just an admission of uncertainty. They embody a fundamental shift in what effective leadership means in today's world. Leaders who can authentically acknowledge limitations create the psychological safety, learning orientation, and collaborative environment that modern organizations need to thrive. The paradox of these three simple words is that they simultaneously demonstrate humility and confidence, the humility to acknowledge limitations and the confidence to do so without fear. This combination is powerfully attractive to followers and creates the conditions for both individual growth and organizational success. As you consider your own leadership journey, reflect on your relationship with these three words. Do you say them freely when appropriate? Do you model for your team that not knowing is an acceptable starting point for learning? Do you create space for others to acknowledge their uncertainties without fear of judgment? The answers to these questions may reveal important opportunities for growing your leadership effectiveness. The good news is that the capacity to say "I don't know" is not a fixed trait but a skill that can be developed through conscious practice and reflection. In a complex and rapidly changing world, perhaps the wisest leadership stance is captured in these words often attributed to ancient philosophers: "All I know is that I know nothing." From this stance of humble confidence, true leadership and true learning can begin.